Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of the people.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our show, The Town's Midnight Main Event. The occasional challenge is already underway.
Long before the dawn of man, strife was already a major component of life. Wherever a creature shared a piece of land with another, it was just a matter of time until a struggle for resources would ensue. Man was no different, showcasing a perverse fascination with violence. Man and civilization brought forth more innovative ways of taking human life than any other function needed for survival. There are more ways of killing a man than there are ways of making bread or making love. And while the latter two are quite limited in scale, man has gone beyond imagination with his capacity to destroy life with one push of a button. Between uncontrollable crime in the streets and escalating war on the borders, it was all just a matter of time. Little did they know that the self-destructive nature of man could never be stopped. There's not enough love in this world, not enough money, to prevent this ancient circle from coming round again. When the time is ripe, evil will rise with the confidence of an oppressor. Mark the gray people, cowering in their seats. Mark a lawless town, silently crying for a hero. Life, every man holds dear. But the dear man holds honor far more precious than dear life. Things never go well before first going wrong and then getting worse. It is quite unlikely that world order will be shaken from within. For such a dramatic change to occur, an outside intervention is needed. The surviving nations finally realize that man's unstoppable appetite for destruction must be contained.
In the name of the people!
Hello, welcome to Crimes Against Humanity Radio, brought to you by Jason Brodsky. We have lots of crimes against humanity going on, and some of them, they begin with the articles that you're reading about at this very, very day right now, as one could look at as democracy. Anything hindering democracy is a crime against humanity, and any groups that go against the world and grope it the way that they want to grope it, to go and change the world the way that their money coffers see fit, well, they best think again, because people are not going to be allowing these crimes against humanity any further. Crimes against the earth, crimes against democracy, crimes against life that's happening all over. And so we've got a few articles I'm going to bounce around. And I'm going to start with the first one here. This is pretty interesting. There's our fellow out there. His name, Mr. Zuckerberg. He is brought up in this article from the National Pulse. And it talks about the Zuckerberg Group spending $80 million to hijack local election practices and help liberals. Okay? You're just spending $80 million to do this. And the article goes on, the Center for Tech and Civic Life, a nonprofit group that controversially used funds from Mark Zuckerberg to boost turnout for Democrats in the 2020 election, launched a new $80 million initiative targeting local election departments, $80 million. Under the leadership of Tiana Epps Johnson, the Center for Tech and Civic Life, that's the CTCL, overruled local election officials and increased turnout in almost exclusively Democratic districts through mail-in voting in 2020, proving the partisan conflict of interest. The CTCL supported many election office shifts to vote by mail and allegedly accessed mail-in ballots ahead of the election using funds from the Facebook founders' Chan Zuckerberg initiative. The article here from National Pulse goes on, though the group purports to be nonpartisan, following several exposés into the group's left-wing bias, the CTCL appears to be launching a new $80 million initiative to extend its influence over America's election departments. Announced in April 2022, the United States Alliance for Election Excellence is described as a nonpartisan collaborative that is bringing together election officials, designers, technologists, and other experts to help with local election departments improve operations, develop a set of shared standards and values, and obtain access to best-in-class resources to run successful elections. We got a few more paragraphs. We're throwing this out here. This is the meat, and we're going to cut some of this down here for you. The local election departments appear to be able to apply to become a center for election excellence, and if approved, we'll receive funding from the alliance. Quoting the procedure, during the first year of the program, we're identifying local elections who want to join the alliance and serve as a support system for each other and other election departments across the country. These offices will be recognized as U.S. Centers for Election Excellence, explains the procedure. And the group adds, centers will participate in co-creating values and standards of election excellence, which will be rolled out to jurisdictions nationwide, uplifting and advancing the profession of election administration in the years to come, end quote, adds the group, which will also send, quote, $80 million in the next 5 years to election departments across the United States in need of basic funding for equipment replacement and other resources, according to the Washington Post. The CTCL is working with six additional partners on the venture, including the Center for Civic Design and the Center for Secure and Modern Elections, the CSME, that purports to be bipartisan. However, it was created as a project of the New Venture Fund the leading, quote, dark money, quote, sponsor for the left-wing causes. The new venture fund has been criticized by even the New York Times for its system of political financing, which often obscures the identities of the owners of the donors as dark money, calling the network a leading vehicle for it on the left. Similarly, the Center for Civic Design partners with left-wing groups and financiers to support election initiatives favorable to Democrats, including vote by mail and automatic voter registration. The alliance appears to be rebranding effort by the CTCL, whose actions during the 2020 presidential election have led to bans on private funding of elections and investigations into its shady conduct. Earlier this year, Zuckerberg even claimed that he would not engage in the effective privatization of local election offices again, a claim belied by the latest CTCL announcements. There we go. There's a fun one for you guys. Chew on that one. So basically, we're going to send you, hey, here we go. Here's this is the corner. Hey, what's going on? Hey, your company wants some money? You guys want some money? You want some money? We got some money for you. Yeah. You know, this is not really strings attached. This is for everybody. But just remember us. And, you know, you got to employ us with our machines because we're the ones who are helping you out because we're giving you the money. We got everything covered. Don't worry about it. We got our own employees that know how to just doobly-doop, you know, so many points of contact. Nobody knows what's going on. Come on. You just, all you need to do is just sign right here and let this company take care of your voting security, and they got it all taken care of because they got the money. Because the money, we gave you the money, but we get to choose what you spend the money on. You just don't get that. You don't get to take the money and go spend it on a library or take the money and go spend it on a whole bunch of like geckos to pay on the side of a freeway. You've got to take the money and spend it the way that we say and buy the things that we give you, because anyhow, we think it's money, but we're not really giving you money. We're just giving you the equipment we want to give you, and we're telling you its value. So it's a kind of a tax write-off. So we're not giving you guys a penny, except a whole bunch of machines and a little front face facade to make sure it looks good, just because they don't really care. They just want to win. They just want to be in control and stay in control and keep forcing their group to be the monopoly in all these different areas. And, like, it's really unfair to the entire world and a super crime against humanity to go in there as a small group trying to make a big change upon people out there with the money and resources one could use. Like, sure, yeah, dude, I'm so stoked. Go on, man. I mean, help people out with their college tuition. That stuff's not cheap. People went and they studied their brains out trying to get that stuff done in like the 4 years, and then the 4 years after that, then other 4 years or whatever. You know, school is a long cycle, and then you're out and you're ready to become part of the working class with more debt than one can pay for in any time close by. You know, they don't teach you to be like a super fancy smart person by teachers that aren't smart. So we've got to look at how the money is being put on here. And I am just so, yeah. It's just, you know, this is the first Adamacy show. It's like basically this dude's, who is not even him, he just wants to be cool. You know, I don't really got a beef really with the the man, Zucker. It's more like a beef with the Napster person, Sean Parker, who went and was pushing the Proposition 65 marijuana legalization with Pfizer back in California days, before the old pandas started attacking people's minds. People were just filled, trying to push the pandas off their skull as the crimes against humanity are happening all around of us. And I'm a little creative. And just because I have a point doesn't mean I have to be dull about it. People got to understand it. So, it's all about the invalidation of whatever you're doing. So you just, as you do your work, you just put out your proof. Hey, here's the proof. Boom, proof, boom, proof, boom. If someone's not going to be listening to the proof, there are agendas at play. So many agendas of what's going on in all these different places with money shown that they're putting this for voting to go in there and just change our voting process. Like, I'm not here with all the whatever anybody else says or how they speak in the world. You're lucky I don't put as long of pauses in between. Oh my God. In between my words. It's good. Grab some more like little turns to get the thoughts going. Cause you know, adding together things to share with people to try to understand how a system is, you know, it's a mechanical system. And if someone's providing the certain kind of grease, well, the machine's going to run better kind of grease, whatever that grease needs. Oh, that's these guys. They paid for this. They paid for that. They got all these groups in place by the next elections. You know, it doesn't matter who wins. That's one position up there. You know, they don't want anybody else but Mr. Trump up there. That's why they raided him. They need him being what everybody's looking to. They need him because they've already have all the dirt on him. They already have all, everybody's already half pissed at him. So it's real easy. They don't got to become new pissed about a different Republican running. Everybody's already pissed at Trump. So, I mean, like, the Democrats want Trump to run so they can just do this Trump, anti-Trump 2.0 while they continue their agenda. So the world around us is not what people say it's going to be. Trump touting, oh, yeah, we're going to go get rid of all those medical shots. And he's the one that authorized untested things. Well, I mean, not unefficably, provenly tested beforehand things upon the world of the United States and its people. And just everybody, oh, what's the U.S. doing? So it's a big, giant dance. And these people want you to follow them and their charade and what they, how they diffuse things that come towards them, how these groups diffuse. Like, they, if they're spending $80 million, man, I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to step on Zuck's blue suede shoes, you know, because he's got the shiniest ones of all, but it just like, you know, you just can't just choose. We're just going to help this side of the voting group. And then that and it's, that's a, even the stupidest part. It's based on sides, you know. That's so sucky. Because like whoever wins the 50-50, oh, two great opponents were running, you know, that have the same kind of view, that splits the people among them is a thought, right? You know, oh, no, that person's running. No, no, that person's running. What if Trump's just dumb, yeah, I support this dude. Do-do-do-do. You know? I support this dude. And then all the people that are like, oh, okay, let's just go check out another guy. And it's like, you know, it's not wanting to show the opposition what you're doing. And it stinks because sometimes you got to make claims, say, okay, I'm working on this stuff in the world. Here is my vision right here, holding together this radio show for the time being, this radio network. And wow, it's fun. I like it. And finding things to talk about, we got to come up with more interesting things because these new venture funds, these different groups, these centers for election excellence, oh, they got money to just shut everybody down. We got the budget to silence. We got the shovels in budget that never were. It's just these groups are not here for anything except their agenda. It's not money they're after. Remember when it was a lot of people, what are you trying to do? Trying to make some money. Yeah, I'm trying to make change. Oh, yeah? Upon who? You're trying to make change, right? You're trying to make change upon who? So the Democrats are putting a lot of money in the voting process. Let's jump on over to so some of the fun stuff from ZeroHedge.com, the Epoch Times talking to the FDA, telling them to release a lot of these studies that they're not releasing. They say they would be doing data mining. Could not produce analysis of the non-factual information redacted. And it is like people, like, it is a cluster. Like, you got to understand that there's so much money that the hospice, like, the hospice was also a group from, let's see if I can get, hey, little guy. The hospice was also a group next to the Knights Templars. And when they were doing stuff, the Templars. And they were another area of the church, the Knights Hospitaller. They say a humanitarian, another order of the Crusades. And that is basically what has brought us to what we have now. Came in with the American Medical Association. We're like, who are you? You're the what? You just because you give yourself a name, and then start accrediting people. What do you mean? God didn't give them the name and said, we're going to create a company that is non-bias to medical practitioners, but accredits those. We live in a world where there's a lot of history from the past still interwoven, and there's groups that have their own instructions on how to reduce or control the group of humans that they were back in the day before worldwide anything, when it was like this group, it can just go down and end up killing just their territory. Now these groups are enabled to run their Cluniac movement that isn't really like what people, is just, these things get picked up and turned into things by the quacks, the Quakers, peddling Quicksilver. If someone hasn't heard that once before, this world has been put together a lot of tiers by the groups that want to pull it down, building the tiers up so they can pull the tiers down while removing the other tiers so no other groups can fill in to cover the weight of the heaviness of the world right now. Okay, this is going to be a really fun crime of humanity right here. It's space exploration is the crime against humanity. People, sure, dude, I'm such the biggest Star Wars fan and watching a lot of the Trekkies, you know, people, you think we can live in a place without gravity, without this giant burning hot magnetic storm that we are inside of, that blasts through the earth, goes to the outside, and then focuses off at one point near the Van Allen belt that you can look through. There are no place to go through, by the way. But basically, people, humans, we've got to be able to reproduce Earth conditions to survive in space. First of all, humans don't even understand what Earth conditions are. I mean, what Earth conditions? Oh, gravity at this level. Well, is it just gravity? I mean, there's also lots of different magnetic forces being pulled, a different north and south in a general direction. Like, humans, we need the flora. We need the bacteria, the freaking algae floating in the air. Breatharians probably live off those guys, but they're there, evolved around us, because we've evolved on this planet. Now, we've made special genetic engineered mice that are like, you want to take the Hulk and you just want to just super, to these mice, you know. But so that, they're going to do that to humans. And are we going to accept genetically engineered humans that were made for space travel? You hear me? They're made for space travel because we're not. We are not made for space travel. And don't think that we can just, stay away from Earth. What's the ratio? It's for every 6 months in the space station, you lose 10 years worth of bone density. So we're like, guys, the body really dies in space. It does not survive. DNA doesn't do its function properly, because a lot of things in the universe, in a place where gravity's pretty much always been this way, and so the cells themselves are their own like little toilet bowls, and so as they spin, they need other spins around them to balance things out, to say, okay, this goes down, then that goes up. Like, Mars is 3.2 meters per second per second. Like, we're not 9.8 meters per second magnetic field aside on Mars, people. We're not just, let's just show up, get all our hopes up. Because once they figure it out, people do not live long in space. They couldn't tell people, because a lot of people are dying. You hear about the Russian cosmonauts. Oh, that one blew up. That one blew up. Maybe they didn't all blow up the way they say they did. People scrubbed out of pictures. Because space, there's not Nazis on the moon, because they can't be, because there's no gravity. They will lose their bone marrow density And unless they also happen to make some device that emulated the conditions of Earth, there is no Nazis on the moon. There are going to be no bases of healthy individuals on the moon that are not genetically enhanced with steroid muscle, like steroids, amplifications that exist right now. But to grow a mouse is a lot quicker than growing a human. And you're going to send someone out there to do whatever they have, what they have you. I mean, there's the movie with Tom Cruise. It's just him and everything else, him and the computer person, right? So the humans can be fabricated. And I don't know about the nurtured part, but human fabrication is part of the horrors of science today, is that they don't need anything except just like a little bit of your bone marrow, or starve you for a few days, or I don't know, a few days, but however you produce stem cells when you're like, you know, when you don't eat. So it's really good to take like fasts to like not eat like really big, heavy things. Take a while off and, you know, we are such dependent and raised by not just human standards. Human standards are brand new on the hominid scale of just the hominids that we've been along the chain of evolution and how many previous us's there have been. Okay, here, let me see if I find another fun one of these articles right here. Okay, and the next fun one is, we got this from the Sputnik, from SputnikNews.com. Scientists propose cooling down Earth's poles via massive chemical airdrop. And they talk about it needs some 125 military refueling aircraft to dump a cloud of sulfur dioxide particles at about 13 kilometers up, latitude 60 in both hemispheres. The shade created by the dispersal of just over 13 tons of these particles during summer and spring would supposedly decrease the temperature of the polar regions by 2 degrees Celsius. Oh, okay. So, yeah, like, we need to stop trying to change Earth. We need to stop saying, oh, we're the culprits. We're not the fixers. We're the gardeners. We choose what we want to garden. We choose what we want to farm. Yeah. But we're not the fixers. Evolution is evolution. We're not here to fix evolution. We're the gardeners of evolution, the gardeners of life. And that's what humans have been, the caretakers of Earth. And that is what we need to do. We don't need to fix Earth. Oh, we need to fix what people want to connect so many dots and claim they're correct. Like, but I connected all these dots. I'm correct. And it's like, whoa, little tango dancer. You got to look. All these people just, they got to show all these bullet points to prove their points adamantly so that they could justify something. You know, we're proving our point to justify. So anything, the universe is so easy with people. You got to look at what people's justifications, what's their investment in what they're doing, not in what they're talking about. You know, they're saying one thing, but they're like, blah, 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 will this person freaking get the point so I can go have lunch or something? You know, people are really not interested in other people but themselves. And, you know, that's just because we have lived as hominids away from people, up on mountains, away from other hominids, away from people, small little tiny clans. In some areas, the clans become bigger. In some areas, within case the humans, became more successful because perhaps we worked together better than the other clans. The other clans of humans separate, of hominids separated into humans, just we could get along. We could figure stuff out and keep putting things together somehow, and we're good swimmers. That's a big difference, too. We're good swimmers. All right, let's see what other goodies I got on here. You are listening to Crimes Against Humanity Radio, your host, Jason Brodsky. And there's just so much like of that quack stuff going on. It's like, oh, man, I can't just, you know, talk about that stuff all the time. There's so many articles out there. You know, the Canadian government from SlayNews.com, their government-run healthcare is euthanizing sick and poor people. You know, the medical assistance in dying laws allows almost anyone who can claim some form of hardship or disability to receive physician-assisted suicide, regardless of how minor those disabilities might be. Whoa. You know, it's, oh, you're having a tough time. Here, let me help you out the window. You know, just like, hey, dude, the window was the fun part. You got to be like, hey, that is the window. Like, what did I do? This is silly, stupid. The window is when you have your moments of regret. You're like, all right, the higher up means, like, you want to think about your regret that much more. I mean, we're all really sadistic people. You know, that's what we're doing. Ethics director, how much it would cost is essential to understanding why Canadian officials seem so hell-bent on getting people to kill themselves. Okay. So here's the question for that one. Okay. So the person says, all right, you take my life. Okay, so that guy commits a sin, right? I mean, okay. So does the person that helped him also commit the sin? Because whatever the laws of man say are not the laws of any Lord, any Bible. You know, in the face of battle, you have to slay those that shall oppress thee. You know, you get that, you know, find the oppressors and stop them from oppressing. You know, that's how people had to build their languages and their societies. The only book people had was the Bible back in the day. You know, what book do you have? The Bible. Okay, fantastic. There's a... Do 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 do. Let me see this one here. Ultra processed foods and crickets. You know, from the childrenhealthdefense.org, childrenshealthdefense.org, why promoters of Great Reset are pushing ultra processed foods. Oh, boy. You know, the ultra-processed foods account for 17 to 39% of total diet-related energy use, 36 to 45% of total diet-related biodiversity loss, up to one-third of total diet-related greenhouse gas emissions, land use, and food waste, and up to one-quarter of total diet-related water use among adults in high-income countries. All right. Here's part of the facts. No, skip through the... Then the Dutch government imposing nitrogen pollution restrictions it talks about in this. Sorry, you can't use fertilizer anymore. Like, what are you... People, where are you from? Like, get out of my farm. Mom, get the double barrel. You know, get off these people's farms. It just really, and then it talks about the processing of the linoleic acid. That linoleic acid is very unhealthy for you. Linoleic. It's linoleic, LA, with the omega-6 linoleic acid. And then the least is macadamia, cashews, and hazelnuts. So green and then two yellows. And then it goes into pistachios, flax seeds, chia, almond at about 16%. And then pretty much everything else is in the red, from poppy seed, hemp, wheat germ, walnut, pecan, pumpkin, Brazil nuts, sesame, peanut, pine nuts. And then the cooking oils, the least is tallow, coconut oil, there it is, tallow, grass-fed, and then ghee, where ghee is like, you take butter and you just keep it nice and warm and let it cook away. Okay, avocado oil at 10%. But up to safflower, that's like 70, to canola, even at 19, of linoleic acids that are very bad to digest. Linoleic, 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 linoleic. And then the human tissues do not have chitin destroying enzyme called chitinase, and chitinase is what's in the outside of reishi mushrooms and also the outside of lobsters, underwater lobsters and crabs, and also all these bugs that they're chopping into food nowadays. Edibleinsects.com. They describe it as a prebiotic fiber. Chitin is like, no, it doesn't do anything. It's hard to digest. So, squares. And then these other groups giving mini wheats higher scores than ground beef or something. Like, you'll do better eating our processed food than a cow that's been chopped up. That humans have, as carnivores, stupidly and lazily ingested these giant animals and ate all the big game on the planet. They're not just humans. Neanderthals did too, and they had a way of working together, because these groups, they're still nomadic, but they were not how humans gathered and how humans just conquered and took over the entire place. Like, think about it. Like, you're sitting there living, doing your thing, and you get some Neanderthals running up on your stuff. You're like, yo, I can't deal with this. Yo, Fred, other friend who's a human, and Fred's family, like, yo, we got to do something about these guys. And Neanderthals were not like that. They were like, look up, the monkeys are shooting and hollering, meaning someone's coming. Okay, that's their communication. Their communication is based off of monkey talk, whereas human communication was based off of not getting encroached upon. Because that's how humans were able to spread, is we would continue to exist and work in our outward movement. And what, 40,000 years ago, the last of Neanderthals during the microwave of the planet, and we just happen to have a different kind of enzyme or something in us that protected us from a lot of this gamma ray stuff. And that article I don't have right here. And either we knew how to get into caves or they didn't. And basically, like, Neanderthals just stopped 40 grand ago. And so, you know, you think about, well, those guys were just here 40,000 years ago. There's temples pointing to North Poles that are from 40,000 years ago. There's some of the strange things. That, I mean, so many things we don't even understand. And in Mahashrata, there is these underground sounds in India, in the Mahashrata state, that people haven't understood what they were. The earth has an inside, and it, we don't know what's going on. We look over places in Iran, you know, just paying attention to earthquakes, and there's a 1 kilometer deep, there's like a 4.1 earthquake. Like, really? 1 kilometer, a giant boom. Really? Were you practicing your weapons? You know? You're doing that down there. You know, there's their way to do their fusion and their explosions, whatever have you. Because there's not earthquakes that happen 1 kilometer down. They're just, they're like 5, and you are just not, you're just not doing so well. But these things, the earth has its way of breathing, and whatever sounds it's making from the earth, you know, this is we got to listen and understand. Because if we don't pay attention to the earth, that's the crime against humanity, by not preparing each other for dangers that are around us, by not going in and getting what we need to do to understand how the world, like, we are our own danger, because we have limited ourselves extremely. The knowledge of the Knights Hospitaller, barely even heard of the Knights Templar, and then they've got the different groups, people. It's a lot of history of humans. We're not born with human history just like right there. Here's human history, all in your hand, human history, all of it for you. And you're just like, no, we're not given that. It is not part of the human experience. We are a small piece of that. And luckily, humans couldn't affect other humans in such great amounts, as now we're all tethered to our wonderful Insta devices. These things are just great. You know, there's, what do you want? Instantly anything, whatever's popular, bling, bling. You know, that's the whole money game. People are losing this valued number when they think their game is about new users. There's only so many people on the planet. You know, I don't, in the end, you know, people are going to have a lot of accounts in their Facebook. They're people that just pass away over time. You know, you got to understand. You're like, oh, yeah. You know, the Facebook still gives you the birthday announcement. Oh, thanks. Nobody knew how to get back into that person's account. That's still just going on for, and there's probably like, show me the death certificate kind of thing. Okay, we'll unlock it. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 3, 4, 5. There you go. Same as my luggage. The world around us is a whole bunch of trying to understand it and to be all serious about everything is really, really is lame. Lame to be serious about everything, yeah. We've got to find a way to be understanding and enjoy the time that we're here. Because we don't know how long we've been here. We think we've been here. We find things in Indiana from 1450 CE fabric and Indiana's late pre-contact ceramics, like post-melt. Like the world, when there's an ice age going on, people don't understand what happened to humanity. It's humans like the coast. They follow the water. As so the water freezes in the poles, the water recedes over time to an area. Then people, they don't know what's what. And so for generations, they've just been living there. And then the water, it melts. And then it's like, oh no, the water's rising. And Does it rise slowly? Like, really, if we think about it, most likely pretty quickly, because we don't got stories about, and then the water slowly inched up. We got stories of, hey, look out, the flood! You know, whole civilizations that were based next to the coast, below the 200-foot line, is it? From the regular water level right now. You go down 200 feet and the coast was kind of about that, you know, during the ice age. But thing is, the ice melted and then it all got in the ocean and the water just rose. And so we've got to understand that so many people all disappeared. Civilizations disappeared because of the earth. And a crime against humanity, Mother Earth is the biggest crime against humanity and hominids and all her creatures and nature. Every creature on has had to adapt to survive in the wildest of climates with the big Tibetan gash. Where the Siberian Rift, where it was 10,000 years or something, just kicked carbon dioxide out. And so it made a lot of big animals had no oxygen. It was a lot of carbon dioxide. It couldn't close. So it just sat there, and the world goes into another ice age. And as it freezes in the tropic areas, it's like, what are you guys talking about? It's warm out there. Yeah, let's go hang out by the beach. Hey, look, the beach is way down there now. Like, but they didn't know that. The ice age isn't a two-day process. It's not, it is now the ice age. Like, if anything, we've slowed the ice age because the world has its own warming, and by putting funky gases in the world, in the air, we have definitely poisoned the world with lead everywhere up until the 70s and 80s, you know, with the lead tainted gasoline. Like, we've been doing a lot of destruction, and in the gases just get everywhere. And so it's figuring out how we can make our cars not have to run on electricity, but just exhale. They just take the oxygen in, but they don't exhale any carbon dioxide. People aren't looking at the real solution. It's not independence from oil, because we can make oil with crops. We have planets out there in space that we can't get to yet as humans, but we sure can send our robots out there, and they can sure start harvesting that fuel and start doing robot things. You know, how are we going to – how's a human going to live in Saturn? It just humans don't live. There's no solar power out in Saturn. It's okay, you got your solar-powered car, right. But where's the electricity come from? It comes from carbon-based fuel. That's all people have is carbon-based fuel. And we've got to understand that because we're trying to limit the world by I'm not trying to say this is all conspiracies of that school shooting so they could build a bigger pipeline through that area to feed California with more oil because our electrical needs are going to skyrocket through mandated changes in technology. Like, that doesn't make sense. We're mandating you change your technology, something that's been proven forever, for a long time. The combustion engine has been here for a very long time. You know, go look at any grain silos. Any of those things just filled with a little bit of flour. That was the first fuel people were using, was this dust particles of flour to run their engine. Flour, people. Flour power. We've got to take it back to the word gas. Wood gas is also what people were doing in the early 1900s by having the existing combustion vehicles at the time take the exhaust of a fire into them that would fuel the continuing combustion. But if you take the burning hot wood, no oxygen on it. So what it does is outgasses and spits out all the oils. And today's versions of what they're called is gasifiers. There's filters and all these other funky things. But, you know, back in the day, it was just running right through. In the fire. Like, we have so many ways to make what we need made. We just accepted the industries wanting to be the leading industries and not allow alternative looks in places. Sure, there's funding now. Here you come up with a great idea to do this to help save the planet, to help cease these crimes against humanity. So, all right, guys, you have a beautiful, beautiful night. Thank you so much for listening. I get carried away on that one. And I really appreciate you guys. Let's see. You're listening to Crimes Against Humanity with your host, Jason Brodsky. And I think I still get some of this outer going. All right, guys, have a beautiful night. Thank you for listening.
Tomorrow is a new day. The sun will rise and set again in this endless circle of life and strife.
Ha ha ha!